Smoke and Liam took the door opposite the side of the train where the robbers sat their mounts in silent contemplation. They stepped out onto the vestibule.
I'll head for the cab. They always put one or two in there to watch the engineer.
Good idea. I'll take the top of the cars.
You could get trapped there, Mr. Jensen.
It's smoke to you, Liam. And I don't think so. I'll have the advantage of surprise and try to keep it.
Saints above! You're Smoke Jensen, the gunfighter and mountain man!
We'll talk about it later. I'll give you time to reach the locomotive. Don't shoot anyone until I open up. Better chance they won't know you've taken out their men that way.
Oh, you're a crafty one, I'll say that.
Quincannon started along the right-of-way, bent below the thick layer of ballast that would mask his movements. Smoke climbed to the roof of the Pullman next to Drew's private car. Belly down on the catwalk, he edged forward and then to his right off the boards. When he neared the edge, he raised his head slightly to take in the scene below. Smoke immediately saw half a dozen of the masked holdup men. Three men quickly fell from their saddles. Uncertain as to where the shots had come from, the survivors looked around in confusion.
Up there!
Smoke was in no immediate danger because he'd quickly moved as soon as he had fired his first shot. The slugs flew over Smoke's head as he hugged the offside of the car below the catwalk. He hand-walked his way back to his starting place, climbed down and went to the ground in the direction Liam had taken. A quick glance forward gave him sight of an all-clear signal from Liam Quincannon in the cab. Smoke went beyond the point of his first encounter with the bandits and crawled under a car. Smoke took a quick peek beyond one shiny steel disc. The trio he had left unharmed had been joined by five more. They spread out almost on top of him. The explosion signaled the forced entry of the express car. That drew the attention of all the hard cases forward, and Smoke took full advantage. Again, Smoke disappeared before being spotted. Seated with his back against the ballast gravel, Smoke reloaded his .45 while he reviewed the positions of his enemy. Six across the track from him, he'd counted seven more in a cluster near the chair cars. 10, perhaps a dozen, had gathered outside the express car before the blast. Smoke chose to climb in order to add to the confusion of the bandits. On the top of the rear chair car now, Smoke wriggled on his belly to the near edge and looked down on a group of empty saddles, the reins of the horses that wore him held by a single outlaw. The man went down and the nervous horses set off at a fast run.
Oh, shit! The horses!
They go the horses!
Although he had easy targets, Smoke held his fire, and so did Liam. Smoke Jensen climbed from the rooftop and started toward the express car. Liam showed himself in the doorway to the cab and swung onto the rungs that gave access to the ground. He joined Smoke outside the combination mail and strongbox car. A masked man appeared in the blast-shredded doorway. He looked forward, then to the rear, and finally downward. His eyes widened, showing a lot of white when he peered into the muzzle of the .45 Frontier in Smoke Jensen's hand.